الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the months of the year as a sign of His greatness. And in fact, there's a tremendous degree of emphasis placed on time within the tradition, within our tradition. So for example, the month of Ramadan is a very special time. And so we watch the Islamic calendar and we watch for the various stages of the moon in order to gauge our calendar in each particular month has its own attributes associated with it. So it so happens that the first Islamic month in the calendar is the month of Muharram. And that month happens to be coming upon us sometime next week, meaning in the next few days. Now, the way that the month is determined, obviously, is with the sighting of the moon. And that's a whole separate issue, and inshallah, one day we'll talk about this, the whole issue of how months are determined within the Islamic calendar. But basically, what you should know is that in the case of Muharram, there are some special benefits associated with the month, which the Prophet ﷺ has clearly established from his blessed hadith. And there are some misconceptions associated with the month, which the community, unfortunately, has perpetuated. So that's basically what I wanted to discuss very briefly today. The first point is that the month of Muharram is one of the sacred months. Now, really, you shouldn't use the word sacred. It's probably better to say it's a sanctified month. According to the Holy Quran and then also established by Hadith, there are four months in particular which are considered the special months. And of those four months, the month of Muharram is one. Now, what basically that concept is based on is from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. All the way from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was understood that there were four sacred months, and in those four sacred months, there would be no fighting. And so those were four special months established at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, basically so that people could do the Hajj. So like the month of Hajj, the month after Hajj, the month before Hajj, so that people would be protected on their routes to going and coming from the Hajj. So that there would be no danger for those people, despite the battles that used to occur within the community, within the region. So these 4 months were established. There were 4 months that were established as sacred months. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he perpetuated that idea, and the Quran also establishes it. So we have 4 sacred months. Now, when we say the word sacred, what we mean is that fighting is not permitted in those months, because Ramadan is not one of them, and obviously Ramadan is one of the most blessed months. Right, so it's not one of those 4 months that are traditionally listed. Anyway, one of those is the month of Muharram. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said a couple things about Muharram, which are important for us to know. And then there are some things which have occurred during Muharram, which are also important to know. So first of all, we should know that initially, in the very early stages of Islam, there was nothing mentioned about the month of Muharram. The Prophet ﷺ didn't have any special thing with the month of Muharram. He didn't establish any special deed in the month of Muharram. When he made the hijrah from Mecca to Medina, it so happened that on the 10th of Muharram, he found that the Jews of Medina were fasting. So when he asked the Jews of Medina on the 10th of Muharram, "Why do you fast?" They said that this is the day in which the Fir'aun was saved. The Fir'aun was drowned and Musa alayhi salam was saved from the Fir'aun. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that, he went to his companions. Actually, he responded to the Jews by saying that Musa is more to us than he was to you, alayhi salam. And then he went to his companions and he commanded them to fast on the 10th of Muharram. Actually, the word in the hadith is he directed them to fast. And this actually leads to a lot of debate among the ulama. So the debate, which we'll talk about in a minute, but it's for certain that the very first fasting in the history of Islam was the 10th of Muharram. There was no Ramadan at this time. This is when the Hijrah was first made. Actually, Ramadan became mandatory 18 months after the Hijrah. So prior to Ramadan becoming mandatory, the first fast that was quote-unquote directed by the Prophet ﷺ was actually the fast of the 10th of Muharram. Now, on that 10th of Muharram, there's a debate. Some ulama say that was mandatory, meaning the Prophet ﷺ commanded his companions to do so. Other ulama say, no, that was supererogatory, meaning the Prophet ﷺ directed his companions to do so. That debate will never be resolved, because obviously the sources are in conflict. But regardless, the Prophet ﷺ distinctly made it a part of our tradition to fast on the 10th of Muharram. So that became a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. When the month of Ramadan became mandatory, if it was initially mandatory for the 10th of Muharram, when the month of Ramadan became mandatory, it definitely dropped down to supererogatory. So it's a sunnah to fast on the 10th of Muharram. And the Prophet ﷺ continued that sunnah all the way up until his very last year, meaning he did this throughout his life. So that's the first point. Now what you should recognize is that one of the concepts within our Sharia is that when a new prophet comes, the previous Sharia is abrogated. So with the coming of the Prophet ﷺ, the previous Sharia, meaning the Sharia of Musa ﷺ, which was the one previous, and then the Sharia of Isa ﷺ, which was previous as well, both of those Sharias became abrogated. Actually, with the coming of Isa ﷺ, the Sharia of Musa ﷺ became abrogated. But for this point, meaning it is dependent on the Prophet ﷺ to take that fasting from that tradition and then put it within our tradition. So if we just had a tradition that said that the Jews of Medina fasted on the 10th of Muharram because Fir'aun was saved, Musa alayhi salam was saved from the Fir'aun, we wouldn't fast on that day. But because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then put his stamp of approval on that fast and he himself did it, that's what makes it mandatory. Okay? So that's the first point. The second point is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that to him, the fasting in the month of Muharram in general was liked. So it becomes something called mustahab. Mustahab in the Arabic language comes from habba, to like. So mustahab means an act that is liked. Liked by who? Liked by the Prophet ﷺ, liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it becomes mustahab in general to fast in the month of Muharram. Now the particular fast is actually classified as a sunnah, yani the fast of the 10th of Muharram. That's classified as a sunnah. And then fasting in general during the month of Muharram is classified as mustahab. So as much as possible, it's liked that one fasts during that month. And that's also established by the hadith. Okay, the third thing that's established by hadith for the month of Muharram is that is fasting on the 9th or the 11th in addition to the 10th. What actually happened was that in the last year of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, you have told us to be different than the Jews. You have clearly commanded us to be different than the Jews." One of the foundational principles of our Sharia is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very particular about about us being distinct from other groups. So you'll see this throughout hadith if you actually go through and study them. There are many hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam establishes creating differences so that so that the Islamic identity is known. Okay? So one of the Sahaba went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, we fast on the 10th of Muharram, and the Jews fast on the 10th of Muharram. Yet you have commanded us to be different than them. So shouldn't we fast another day in addition?" Meaning, shouldn't we fast on the 9th or on the 11th in addition? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he answered in a very beautiful way. Very beautiful, very characteristic of the hadith as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, "If I see another year, then I will add a day to that fast. If I see another year, then I will add a day to that fast." But the Prophet ﷺ did not see another year. But that mere statement, that if I see another year, then I'll add another day to that fast, makes it sunnah to actually add a day to that fast. And then there's debate, because the hadith stops. It doesn't say which day, was it the 9th or was it the 11th? So that's why you'll see that some of the ulama recommend doing the 9th, other ulama recommend saying the 11th. It doesn't make a difference. The reason why some ulama like the 9th is because the 9th in a way is protective. You know you're going to do the 10th. If you start with the 9th, you'll end up with the 10th. If you start with the 10th, there's a possibility you won't do the 11th. So in a way, you might lose the sunnah. So that's the third sunnah of the third part of the month of Muharram that's associated in our tradition, and that is fasting on the 9th. okay, or the 11th. So that's the third. And those are the three concepts that are established by the Quran and the Hadith concerning this month. Now there's some things that people like to say about this month which are definitely not established about this month. For example, especially in Indo-Pak, you'll find people will say, you can't get married in the month of Muharram because the month of Muharram is bad luck. Especially the 10th of Muharram. Also, Imam Hussein, radiallahu anh, he was martyred on the 10th of Muharram. So some people take that as another sign or another omen. And in fact, some people feel that that's a day of mourning, right? To mourn on the 10th of Muharram. But actually, none of that's established by the Hadith. None of that is established by the Quran. And in fact, it's contradictory to what the Hadith established concerning the month of Muharram. So what we should know, basically, is number one, that the month of Muharram is one of the sanctified months. Number two, that fasting in the month of Muharram in general is mustahab. It's recommended any day. And that number three, it's sunnah to fast two particular days. The 10th plus the 9th, or the 10th plus the 11th. So these are days that we should take advantage of. The fourth thing that we should recognize, which is actually part of the tradition, is that that is definitely the day in which Musa alayhi salam was saved from Fir'aun. And that's actually where all of this tradition comes from. So it goes back, I mean, historically, an event that occurred, which was a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes a means of our also attaining the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically what we should keep in mind is that this month is actually coming upon us. We're so caught up in when does February begin, when does March begin, when does April begin. We know the Islamic dates, and we know the dates according to the solar calendar, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established His Quran according to the lunar calendar. So that doesn't mean you can't use the solar calendar, but we should be very, very careful about the lunar calendar. And in particular, recognizing that Muharram is the first month of the lunar calendar, and that it's coming upon us in a few days. One place where you have to be very careful about solar versus lunar is zakah. Now, people make the mistake, they say, well, my zakah is due on January 1st, or my zakah is due on July 1st. You can't do that. Because basically what that means is that every 30 years you're going to miss 1 year of zakah. Because the solar calendar is longer by 10 days approximately than the lunar calendar. And so if you actually paid your zakah according to the solar calendar, you would end up missing a year every set of 30 years. So you need to be a little bit careful about making sure that you pay your zakah according to the lunar calendar. But anyway, inshallah, we're going to have a very detailed talk on the lunar calendar maybe in the next few weeks, because I want to talk about that issue in detail. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to take advantage of the month of Muharram, in particular to fast on the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. And may He give us the opportunity to and the tawfiq to fast on the days outside of the 9th and 10th, or 10th and the 11th as well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.